The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October 2017.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Excellent. Thanks for being here.
It was Dan who was just calling me.
Oh, Dan Maggio is somewhere else right now. We just don't know where. But he'll be back, we promise. Just like everyone. Like Professor Kendra Evans, who's here.
I'm here.
Woo. You came back.
I came right back.
Remember that song when we were growing up, the cat came back the very next day?
No, I don't know that song.
You remember that song from Sesame Street?
Oh, I didn't watch Sesame Street. This is the problem when you're the youngest of a gajillion people, then you believe that Sesame Street is for babies.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm. And I totally got gypped. It's such a great program.
I'm the youngest of a bunch of siblings, too. So.
And did you also think Sesame Street was for babies?
I don't remember watching it. I thought Schoolhouse Rock was awesome, though.
Loved it.
I loved Zoom Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Zoom.
That was a Boston production. I remember that.
WGBH?
Yep.
Everybody learned how bills worked from Schoolhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's, which is kind of a big deal.
That's funny. All those guys were advertising Jingle Man.
I'm familiar with the Saturday Night Live versions of Schoolhouse Rock. Oh.
Continuing around the table, we have a guest panelist. Professor Dave Kokel is with us today.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm just fine.
What classes are you teaching this semester, Dave?
I'm teaching two intros, one critical thinking, and right before I got here, I actually managed to grade some papers.
So excellent.
That makes me happy.
That's kind of a big deal.
Takes a little of the weight off my weekend.
That's right. To take away from your time that you could be learning painting or garage repair or a combination
all
of the
two. All of the above, right?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Eating lots of chocolate.
Yeah. Who doesn't like chocolate?
Do not put dishes of chocolate anywhere around Dave unless you are prepared to have them be emptied.
It's embarrassing and I don't even care.
It's a perfect time of year for you then. Perfect time of year. I usually take the last word you say. Speaking of shame, it's Professor Dave Chow.
I'm ashamed to be here. I mean, I'm a pleasure to be here.
Yes, pleasure to have you. What great Halloween festivities are cooking up at the Chow House?
We don't know yet. We're probably leaving town. So, I mean, you know my crazy thought. I've always wanted to give out clam chowder, but that's not going to happen.
I just picture you with a gigantic ladle.
One ladle at a time. Hey, Emmett, would you like some more crackers with that?
Open your hands.
Now, if you could give out McDonald's French fries.
Mm-hmm. No.
Ooh, or that sauce.
That would burn.
They need no sauce.
Oh, no, the fries don't need a sauce. I was going to make a Rick and Morty reference. That Szechuan sauce from the Mulan crossover.
Chowder.
We'll see if that comes back sometime soon, too. Mm-hmm. Professor Heather Hill-Vasquez is having quite a playoff run with her Red Sox, let me tell you.
It's just one game.
Just one game.
Be all right. Be all right.
This is a program, folks. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize, too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. Just a handful more questions, no pun intended. From our great friend Amy Dixon, talking all about candy. What was once called, this is sort of pushing the definition of candy, the ice cream of the future. I think they still call it the ice cream of the future.
Frozen yogurt?
Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots?
Frozen spheres of ice cream.
You've never had Dippin' Dots?
Dippin' Dots.
The truth is, I've never had Dippin' Dots.
but you just remember it. So
no, actually, there's
they sell it at like amusement
parks. They're liquid
parks.
Nitrogen.
They're really
ice
hot.
Cream,
when hot tiny, places, tiny they're always dots. Selling it.
And then
it's
you eat them as like a spoonful.
They sell it at the zoo, at the Detroit
zoo.
Yeah.
Amusement parks, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Different colors, all mixed together.
The first penny candy individually wrapped that was sold in America was 1907. Can you guess what it was?
Tootsie Rolls?
Still popular to this day, Tootsie Rolls. Mm. Whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie
That's
Roll
bad chocolate.
To me.
And they look wonderful putting them in litter boxes. So.
Stop.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
What is so the Spangler Candy Company makes a very, very iconic candy that's still found to this day. What's that?
Iconic.
It is very iconic.
Hershey bar?
Not a Hershey bar.
Is it those wafer things?
No.
Necco wafers?
The Necco wafers?
I'll give you a hint. It's on a stick.
Tootsie Roll? Lollipop?
Yeah, lollipop.
It is a kind of lollipop, but what brand? Spangler makes Dum Dums.
Oh, Dum Dums. Oh.
Dum Dums. I remember seeing the man behind the curtain, if you mind the analogy. Remember the purple one has a question mark on it, and you're like, ooh, what's the flavor? They literally just clean out all the containers at the end of the day and turn it into lollipops. There's like nothing special about it. I'm like, you got to guess what it is. What is this? Yeah, corned beef.
Mystery flavor.
It's not actually anything.
It's not anything. It's just
shoe.
It's the omelet of lollipops.
Oh, my gosh.
Put anything in it.
Oh, those were the days. What comedian was the original choice to play the Candyman in the Clive Barker supernatural horror films?
Instead of Tony Todd.
Did a great job playing Candyman.
That movie scared the crap out of me.
But if you thought possibly about who would be not someone you would think of to play Candyman, who is just a very, very large man who appears in the mirror when you say his name three times.
William Cannon. Oh.
So think of the opposite of all of those things, and you might come up with this, at the point, apparently very expensive actor. Tony Todd must have been on the cheap, unfortunately.
Robert Redford.
No.
Raymond Burr.
Initials?
It says here, E.M. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Comedian.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy was the original choice to play the Candyman.
I was thinking Eddie Money for a second. So.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. Coming to America.
What year was that film?
1990s? Yeah, oh. I would have said
91, 92. Yeah.
I own it. I should look.
Oh,
you
really?
All the movies.
Yes. Wow. That movie was so scary to me. And plus it had like Virginia Madsen, so it wasn't your standard sort of slasher.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was a little intellectual.
It was connected to folklore in this interesting way, and she's doing... Yeah. She's a grad student. She's doing research. And
oh, okay. So it's actually
the
kind of intelligent.
Man.
Yes.
I would say okay. It was.
Discovers more than she was bargaining for, I think. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Scary.
What's the number one selling candy in Russia? Countdown to joke. 5, 4... 3,
Putin pots.
2, 1. Thank you very much.
That was a valiant.
Vodka on a stick.
I was just going to
say. No, rice and beans. That's probably what they specialize in. Yes. That's what they poison people with.
Yes. $445 million in American dollars in annual sales for this. I mean, I think that it has an English-speaking female in the commercials. We do have it in America, but I could never have guessed that this is the number one selling candy in Russia. It's just weird.
It's not like a Hershey bar or something.
Snickers.
No.
English?
Is it made in Russia? You said made in Russia.
No. I think it's actually an American company, but they use a British-speaking female in their commercials.
Milky Way.
No.
I don't.
Who uses a British... In
this candy does.
Cadbury?
No, yes. In this country?
Yep. The commercials we see have a British-speaking female. Yes.
Mentos?
She tells you to be fabulous by using this product.
Mentos?
No. But getting close.
A mint?
Mm-mm. It's not a mint.
Some kind of gum.
It's a gum.
Orbit.
Oh, it's a gum. Orbit?
Orbit gum.
Oh, wait, you're right.
Swedish, isn't it?
Orbit. Is it? Sure.
It's some...
Sure.
It's a European...
I would not consider that a candy.
Yeah, that's not a candy. Orbit
is it's gum.
Gum
candy.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Time to bring in the philosophers.
Jeez.
No.
The other night on Food Network, it was, is a bowl of cereal with milk, soup? Discuss. And the guy just went off like, absolutely, it's soup. Soup is liquid food. And the other guy's like, what are you thinking? And I'm like, this is a funny show. They argue about food-based things.
It's not soup.
I know.
What is it again? What?
Cereal.
Is cereal, a bowl of cereal a soup?
Soup?
Is vichyssoise soup?
Yeah, it's not that it's cold. That's not what makes it not a soup. It's the fact that it's cereal that makes it not.
The guy suggested... Pour a bowl of cereal, let it sit all day, come back, tell me it's not a soup.
That's
it's like,
right.
I'm not telling you anything because I'm not looking at that. It's a mess. You can't even put Captain Crunch in a situation like that. All right, so here we go. What famous candy had roles in Little Shop of Horrors, 1941, Stripes, JFK, and voiced a character in the cartoon Rescuers Down Under? Already mentioned it, Beth.
What was that again?
What famous candy?
Necco wafers?
No, what famous
Mentos.
Candy
oh,
person
Mentos.
Little Shop of Horrors, 1941. Stripes, JFK, and
John Candy
in Rescuers Down Under.
Oh,
John
took me a second.
I'm still thinking confectionery.
Yeah.
What famous candy chart?
We got lots of candy wordage here. Mm-hmm. According to Business Insider, the most popular Halloween candy by state varies, even though, of course, the mean is candy corn. According to the most recent report, in the state of Michigan, the most popular selling Halloween candy is not candy corn.
Ooh.
What is it?
Just as the panel suspected.
What do you give out the most? Come on.
So we're asking.
Probably Skittles.
No, it doesn't say that.
Fun-sized
candy.
Really?
Mars. Hershey bars.
Mm-mm. Butterfinger.
It's not clam chowder.
Nestle's Crunch.
Is it better made potato chips?
That would be a good guess,
but that's
but
not
it's
a
not.
Candy.
Yeah. Payday.
Saunders Hot Fudge.
M&M's.
It's M&M's is what it says.
Yeah, I almost said that.
Peanut good old M&M's.
I wonder what that says about us.
I don't know about the diversification of M&M's, though. It's just too many different flavors.
Really?
Now. Too many.
Okay,
I just want plain.
The peanut one.
There's
flavor. I can't do the peanut. Can't do the
peanut. Multiple flavors of M&M's.
Multiple flavors of M&M's.
Yeah, there's the pretzel ones.
M&M's are the best.
Amen. Mm.
Personally, peanut butter are the best M&M's. Because I can't handle the skin of the Spanish peanuts.
I heard this thing that turned out to
They're
be false,
really
which is
in
that
the peanut M&M's.
What skin?
It's a Spanish peanut.
I never noticed any
There's
skin.
There's skin on them peanuts. Big time.
I think you should try it again because maybe you had a bad batch or something.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but the peanuts do go bad versus the chocolate, which is like preserved through the roof, you know?
I don't think there's skin there. I don't know what your experience
I never had the skin kind.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you a picture before the end of this night.
No,
just let you know.
So.
Right
and that will mean that you are going to eat that M&M and I will be pleased.
Are we going to have to dissect one in class one of these days?
That would be neat.
Get the skeleton.
Right
like
here.
Pin it down on the little wax tablet.
Right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Be better than a pregnant fetal pig.
Oh, my word.
Oh,
my word.
Didn't anybody else take biology in high school?
I had to do that. I had to do that.
Those have skins.
I haven't had dinner yet.
Dude.
Not after I was done with them, they didn't.
I turned mine into a wallet.
Oh, oh my word.
I named mine Pork Chop.
I had a pork chop.
Very disturbing.
Miss Porkchop.
Petunia.
What candy shares its name with the derivative of bowling?
Bowling.
Nine pins?
You've already mentioned it 100 times.
Skittles.
is an old version of bowling.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Those are so addictive.
They unbelievable.
Are.
They're not like peanut M&M's.
I really like the commercials, by the way.
I don't like peanut M&M's.
Those are so...
The commercials are hilarious.
Yes, they're so warped.
No, I just actually...
They're warped. That's why
they're
I like
actually
them.
Warped.
Don't particularly like peanuts. I mean, I love peanuts. I just don't like them in candy.
You know who else doesn't like peanuts or nuts? Dr. Copel.
Yeah.
I just
nuts?
I don't, and it's not that I'm allergic to them. I just don't like the
texture.
So
you don't even do peanut butter?
No, my wife, she'll eat, like, she'll get a good bagel from that place in Ferndale, and she'll just smother it with peanut butter, and it just grosses me
out. Crunchy
wow.
or smooth?
Yeah. What's the difference?
I think I noticed lumps in it when I tried to avert my eyes from
both.
It.
Yeah. It might not be good with a knife, that's all.
No, it's terrible.
Okay. I had a friend growing up who could not do ice cream from the perspective of watching other people eat it.
That's
like,
weird.
Could eat ice cream, but couldn't watch other people eat ice cream.
Drew told me the other day, and this turned out to be false.
Yay.
That
just another
the company
thing
that makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups was going to stop making them. I'm like, what?
It's like giving up gold.
I'm like, yeah, it's not like they don't sell.
That is misinformation.
It turned out
fake
to be
news.
Fake news. Those
fake
are Russians,
news.
Once again.
Nope, that one, too, to dispel a couple people.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Last but most certainly not least, I think I see a trend here. Amy asks, just for laughs, profs, what was your favorite candy growing up? But I think we can just transmute that into the present as well. I don't see why it changed, you know.
I think
Beth, we can start with you if you want.
I loved Pixie Sticks. Hmm. I loved Sweet Tarts. What was the... There was something called, I can't remember what it was, Lycomate or something. There was something where you had like a stick of candy and then you licked it and you dipped it into...
Lick'em Sticks? Fun Dip.
Lick'emate. Yeah.
Fun Dip. It's all the same thing.
I bought a lot of those.
Nothing wrong with that.
Stop that. Boy, you're just like our students for crying out loud.
Oh, my word. Professor Evans.
Sorry.
Favorite candy.
I wasn't telling you to put your phone down. I was talking about your candy. Your favorite candy.
I already said my favorite candy.
Oh, peanut M&M's.
It is peanut M&M's. Mm.
From youth to today.
Good to know.
I did like Skittles there for a while. Okay. I think, but the peanut M&M's have long, but okay, you know, is this dependent on which pregnancy? Because Skittles during one and
that's true.
Milky Way during another. So I don't know.
Child has their own special chocolate candy.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, overall, the mean, if you will, would be peanut M&M's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be the mode, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I was trying to use Professor Mayo's vocabulary.
I gave my students the mean a couple weeks ago, and it blew their minds. And I'm like, no, this cannot be the thing that blows your mind. What did you mean? Like, that you were mean to us or that we were mean with our responses? I said, it's the average. I'm like, no. I did not dream this. I give them the high, the mean, and the low.
Going to medical school should rethink that decision.
I'm not going to say anything else. Dave, candies. Obviously, chocolates.
Yeah, I mean, I was always pretty pedestrian. Hershey bars were my go-to. Or any variation thereof, so Kisses and the chunky things and all that. And the fun candy that I remember when I was a kid was, first of all, I remember they used to have that, kind of was like a rock candy, but it looked like crystal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it looked like a giant sort of granule of sugar that you would just sort of lick. And the other thing I remember the candy cigarettes?
But they were colored.
Oh, yeah.
The candy cigarettes.
And it was like, remember when those became illegal?
Yeah, and you basically would walk around, you know, and they have a cool
guy, literally illegal?
Right, yeah.
Are they actually illegal?
Yeah, you can't.
They promote smoking.
Yeah.
But they're actually illegal.
Yeah.
Well, can you buy them as an adult?
But the cool thing about
real cigarettes
is
as an adult.
I could actually blow smokers with those.
Because they had the powdered sugar on them. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember those. And they had
you can't make them.
They had ironic or like twists on modern cigarette brands,
and then
they
were
Lucky Stink instead of Lucky Strike. Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. Okay, Professor Chow. It's got to be
Aero bars or Jersey Milk.
Oh, Jersey Milk, yeah. Jersey. I know what you're referring to.
And the only reason I remember that was, okay, when I was born, my grandfather's in the hospital, but anytime we go visit him, he'd make sure one of his nurses would go give me some of those. My grandson is showing up. So I would always get a candy bar every time I visited my grandfather.
That's
why I remember that one.
That's a good
one. The only thing is now, in order to get my Aero bars, I got to go to Canada, pay the $10 tool coming and going. So I got a stockpile.
Not if you hide it in that tire well. Right.
You're going to do that.
Yeah, what's in the trailer, mister? Aero bars for the next century.
Oh, my gosh. Professor Hill Vasquez.
Well, I like peanut M&M's, if that wasn't made clear. But I also really liked Almond Joy.
Hmm. Yeah, Almond Joy is good.
Yeah. You make amazing almond bark.
Almonds.
Yeah, I do.
Look at this. All the almonds coming down.
She almonds are good for you. Yeah, Christmas. I did. I brought it in here, remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
No, that's right.
Professor Oldjoy is reminding us.
Yeah. Make some more.
Kind of melted. We get a little melty.
Okay, Matt, what did you filch from your child's?
100%, you'll never convince me otherwise. It's always Butterfinger. That's peanut butter and chocolate is good.
Yeah, you can get basically into their like Reese's peanut butter cups, only they're Butterfinger.
Yes.
They're so good.
Very good. Very, very good.
And Rolos. You like Rolos.
Rolos is definitely good, but you know, in the modern era, and not many people talk about it anymore, I mentioned it already, Take 5, that's hard to turn down. It's a pretzel with caramel and chocolate, and then the whole thing is also coated in chocolate.
Okay, so Matt, what did you think of Charleston Chew when those came out eons ago? No?
I wasn't that big of a fan. Right. It's more like an energy bar.
Oh,
to me.
Whoppers. Whoppers are good too.
Malted milk is very good. Very good.
Anyway.
Okay, we've got some questions from, I suppose it's fair to say, sort of outgoing Dean Crispicini from College of Health Professions. They're all about autumn or fall. So let's see what we can do. What is the first day of fall called?
If they'd been about nursing, I would have had a shot.
If it's in Briggs, it's probably about 82 or 3 degrees
Celsius. So,
and about 65% humidity inside.
What date is the first day of fall?
No, but it has a name. First day of fall is called the
autumnal
equinox.
Okay. Yeah.
That is my daughter's nickname.
Very good. It is her
autumnal equinox.
Is it really?
Yeah, that is her
name. Oh, that's awesome.
That's cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Her real name's Autumn, for the listeners.
Yes.
Can you define what you might see in the sky this very night in Detroit, Michigan? The harvest moon?
It's a big moon. Because I saw it last night.
Partial credit.
Oh. Yeah, I was walking and I saw a big moon.
It's a big moon.
With a flashlight?
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually the word you're looking for.
No, it isn't, but like I said, partial credit. The harvest moon actually has a definition.
But it's not a completely full moon.
It is a full moon.
But it appears bigger because relative position of the Earth or something?
Yes, so it happens at a very specific time every year. The harvest moon does.
At night.
In the fall.
Partial credit.
In the sky.
In the fall is partial credit. It's always the full moon after the equinox is harvest moon. So that's why it looks so big. I remember being in graduate school in Urbana, Illinois, where there are no trees and nothing to stop the wind. And that moon came up over the horizon, biking in early in the morning. And it was so big. And I'm like coming in to work, I'm like, man, that would have freaked the crap out of me if this was medieval times. Like, God is going to kill us all. Like, look at this thing. Where did it come from? Oh, my God. Just huge.
Doesn't it make you think of the Great Pumpkin?
100%.
Yeah.
Because it's always orangish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the three zodiac of fall?
Scorpio.
Libra.
Libra. And?
Not Capricorn. Cancer, no.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. There we go. Sagittarius, which makes me think of the Key and Peele sketch with the names of the people in it.
I remember that.
What?
The guy had... in the Key and Peele sketch, they were introducing themselves as football players, but they all had the craziest names you could imagine.
Oh.
And the guy had taken the word Sagittarius and Secretariat and put the Sagittarius. He was Sagittarian or something. Like
Secretarius?
It was... You got to see that sketch. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Our noble leader is like really red in the face right now.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Good old Keegan. According to the Varsity News, our most famous alum. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Completely. I think so.
For now. Sorry, Heather. Might want to plug your ears. What Yankee outfielder played 12 times in the World Series but was actually born on October 21st?
Reggie Jackson.
1931.
Oh.
12 times.
Initials MM.
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. Yeah.
Not Mickey Mouse.
12 World Series. Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Speaking of things that happened during the fall, 10 November 1989, which iconic symbol of the Cold War came down on that date?
Berlin Wall.
I still remember sitting in the living room of my apartment in Seattle. It was my first year of graduate school, and Drew and I looked at each other, and I'm like, did you ever think this would happen in our lifetimes?
A permanent feature of our world.
Yeah. The next day I went to school, and I was taking political philosophy is one of the courses I was taking, and our instructor brought in sparkling cider so we could all celebrate the fall of the Berlin Wall. Because we were reading Mill at the time, we were reading on Liberty. Yeah. So.
I'm trying to remember, who was I watching? It was on MTV News when I first... Remember that's when MTV played music and news?
And actual music.
What was her name? Who was the news correspondent on MTV back in the day?
I had a crush on Martha Quinn.
She was really cute.
You didn't have a crush on Nina Blackwood? I would have thought you would have been
Martha Quinn was much more my type.
No, who was the other one? She was between her and Kurt Loder. Who was the other newscaster on MTV?
I don't know.
There was one called Kennedy, but I think she's way newer than that.
Kennedy.
No, there was another.
There was some curly-haired chick.
Did you have a crush on Kennedy, too?
Did you just say chick?
Chick.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess so. All right.
She get away
I guess so. All right.
Mm-hmm. Professors.
What is now?
There are four federal holidays during the autumn. What are they?
Thanksgiving.
Columbus Day.
Labor Day is during the summer.
Oh, right.
Veterans
Day. Columbus, Veterans, and...
National Pickle Day.
Technically, it's a federal holiday, even though most people don't take it off.
Canada Day.
I'm sorry, Dave, what did you say?
I said President's Day, but that's in February.
No, it's not President's Day. But it's related, sometimes, every 4 years to the presidency.
Oh, the election
day? Election Day is technically a federal holiday. Oh. Yes.
Isn't that
Wait a
technically
minute.
Do
a
they
holiday.
Give us mail?
Mm-mm.
No. I don't think there's mail on election day.
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but if it's already designated, I mean, because one of the things that drives me nuts is that we claim to care about democracy and we make it harder for people to vote. Yeah.
Federal Uniform Holiday Act.
Yes.
You got to look it up. Look it up.
I mean,
I know you know it.
Make
but,
it
yeah.
a celebration,
yeah.
right? Of,
yeah.
Yeah. Of, I mean, look what India does. I mean, they actually provide
purple
drinks and snacks for the voters showing up at the polling places. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, do you guys remember, like, drinks Matt, you might remember this, Royal Post Office on tax day?
Oh, yeah. Lines out the door.
Yeah, that was a great party,
absolutely.
Remember?
That was a party.
It was a party.
You're absolutely right. And while we're at it, why don't we get rid of Columbus Day? And he thought the earth was shaped like a pear, and replace it with Indigenous Persons Day. How about that? Let's see. Right. When does the official Atlantic hurricane season end? On what date?
Never, if you're in Puerto Rico.
Let me tell you, it's still coming by this
December.
Date. I'll give it to you. It's November 30th is the last day of hurricane that season. Surprise That's me. Brutal. We're going to get through the alphabet like three times, I swear.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of paper towels
to be thrown. We had a close call.
Thrown.
I lived in Florida for 3 years, and we had to evacuate once when it was nothing. But
at least you could evacuate.
Yeah, and it was nothing even close to these storms that we're getting
today.
You had
somewhere to go to.
Climate change.
Yeah, we lived in Daytona, and we just ran into the center of the state where my sister lived and hung out with her for the weekend.
According to the Social Security Administration, what is the most common date of birth that happens? It happens during the fall is the idea. The most common date of birth in the United States.
October 4th.
It's October 5th.
Oh, my gosh.
90%.
So
90%.
Is that when your kids were born? Or your kids born
that was
in
yesterday.
No, I just know there's so many birthdays this week, so I just went with it.
Wow.
That was really good.
That was very impressive.
Valentine's Day.
Don't go there, Beth.
Yeah, I was thinking trying to work way back Beth, 9 months. And
don't do it because
when do people do that sort of thing?
If you back up my birthday, I was conceived on Halloween.
Uh-oh.
So was I trick or treat?
That I'm not sure which.
Or was it
so
Devil's
much.
Night?
Or somewhere in between.
Can't you just egg the
I
house?
Had a professor who grew up here who thought Devil's Night was actually a national holiday. Until he was 20. I'm not kidding.
Awesome.
It was a local
it's pretty
holiday.
Dumb.
Speaking of local holidays, great segue, Dave.
I try my best.
Celebrated on the third Saturday, mostly in only Detroit and Cleveland, what is this weird fall holiday?
The Ohio-Michigan game?
Oktoberfest?
That's not bad. That's not bad. You guys, I think already mentioned it.
It's the opening day Tigers, but it isn't.
It's definitely a cultural touchstone because my mom still sends me a card and candy.
It's the first day of hockey season.
You need
the
clue again?
Third Saturday of October, mostly only celebrated in Detroit and Cleveland based on the company that made it back in the 50s. We need a Valentine's Day in the fall. What do we call
Sweet
it?
Sweetheart's Day.
Sweetest Day.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sweetest
That's
right.
That's
made up.
Yeah,
although,
I mean.
You know, because Kendra and I have been having a discussion about Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You know what? I actually, because I don't watch network television very much anymore.
Yeah, me either.
So, the other day, Zales Diamonds actually had an ad with two women who were getting married. I'm like,
really?
Wow. What channel?
Wow.
I know this isn't on every channel.
No, I think it's on national television.
Yeah, I think
Which
so.
Channel?
So it's network TV.
Network TV.
Yeah,
network TV.
Yeah, I'm sure it was probably on NBC. I was like, I remember looking at the TV and looking at Drew, I'm like, did we just see a major diamond company actually? I mean, because how stupid would you have to be not to?
There's money to be made.
Gay weddings, that has got to be the biggest, fastest river of cash.
Yes.
For anybody.
Make some money. That's my advice for everybody at home. I have no idea what's going on in the show today, but it has come time to say goodbye, Professor Hill Vasquez.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Kokel.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Evans.
Thank you, and
Professor
bye.
Professor Oljar.
Later.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.